On this date in 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd's plane crashed. In July of 2017, drummer Artemis Pyle was on the show. And the first thing we asked him is, what do you remember from the plane crash?
Everything. You know, I was not knocked unconscious. And so I remember just about everything. I mean, I think about it every day.
Did you guys experience turbulence? What happened?
We ran out of gas.
At what point did you guys know there was trouble? Was it right before the crash? Was it a minute or two?
Well, we knew we had engine trouble. A mechanic was going to be flown out from Dallas, Texas, to come and meet us and look at the engine. We were shooting, you know, flames out of that engine. So we knew, you know, we were having trouble. We didn't realize that we ran out of gas. That's the last thing you think about because you just feel like the pilots.
Something you check.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I went back to the last place we were doing some kind of, you know, investigating on my own. And we took on 400 gallons of fuel in Greenville, South Carolina, but that didn't top off the tank. You know, I'm a pilot. So, you know, you're supposed to put a wooden stick down into your tank and visually not trust the gauges, you know, on an old plane like that. We were only 60 miles from our destination in Louisiana, you know, Baton Rouge. You know, it's something that I revisit in my dreams. People ask me about it all the time, but I don't mind talking about it because I think it's kind of cathartic to not hold it in all the time.
But your Marine Corps training, how did that kick in when you guys crashed? And was it a crash or was it a hard landing? Because you guys were able to survive. How is that possible?
Oh, dude, the plane was torn completely up. I mean, we hit Mississippi pine trees that tore the plane apart. It wasn't a hard landing. I've had three airplane crashes in my life, and my first airplane crash was a hard landing, you know, in a Cessna with my uncle. We bent the landing gear and bent the wing. The plane was unflyable, but this plane, you know, there was pieces of airplane about the size of a vehicle, a car. The plane was completely torn apart. I watched the left wing come off. You know, it was definitely a crash. And it was a miracle that anybody lived because there was 26 of us on board. Six people were killed on impact. 19 people survived. As soon as I got out of the crash, I surveyed the situation. You know, you talked about my Marine Corps training. All I could think of that my friends were bleeding to death and every second counted. So I started going in the direction that we were headed. And I eventually, you know, came to this farmhouse about a mile away through a swampy area over a barbed wire fence.
You were injured in the crash and you're still making your way to a farmhouse through a swamp.
Yeah, the cartilage in my chest, on the impact that holds your rib cage together, that was all ripped.
Ooh.
So I felt like I was dying, and I wanted to get somewhere and tell somebody where the plane was before, you know, I died. So that's what I did. I went to a farmhouse. You know, the farmer shot me. That's documented.
What?
In my left shoulder. Caught me and it spun me around and he yelled, "Oh, I'm sorry," picked me up. I went in the farmhouse, called my wife, 30 seconds, told her that we had had a plane crash. She would see it on television and that I was alive. You know, then I took, all the rescue people back to the crash site. You know, it was very difficult. And I was in a lot of pain, but I wasn't thinking about it. And it compared to people that, you know, lost their lives and, you know, people that were hurt really bad, I didn't feel like my injuries were that bad after I realized that I was going to make it.
Well, thank God for that.
Really?
And we're talking to Artemis Pyle, former drummer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, about that horrific plane crash. And let's go back to right after the plane crashes. I'm guessing you're assessing people before you leave to go off to maybe stop bleeding or whatever. Was Ronnie still alive at that point? Or was
No. Ronnie was killed on impact by a single blow to the head, probably by a flying Betamax or Sony Trinitron. I found the pilot and co-pilot. They were definitely gone. You know, one was close to decapitation. The pilot was hanging in a tree. I mean, these are things that I will never forget.
Man, wow, that crash is way more dramatic than I ever imagined because so many people walked away from it. I just pictured it as a very hard landing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did not walk away from it.
I should have said survive.
And two other guys followed me out, Kenny Peden and Mark Frank. They were on our road crew. And they were behind me, I don't know, 100 yards. And they kept yelling for me to wait. I said, you wait. I'm going for help. I don't have any part of that I don't remember. Of course, everybody remembers things differently. And some of the people that were hurt that were trapped in the wreckage, you know, there was reports of, you know, Billy Powell said that he saw alligators. And there was one of our road crew that wrote a couple of books that he remembers certain things. You know, he remembers things a lot differently. He caught an engine in the face, and it affected his brain. That was my third airplane crash. One with my uncle when I was 12. One in the Marine Corps on a search and rescue mission for a downed pilot, and then of course the Skynyrd plane crash.
Oh my God!
And as a pilot, I mean, I'm a pilot. My father was killed in a plane crash. My friends were killed in a plane crash.
Wow.
You know, I felt very qualified to tell the story. And for other people, like, for instance, Judy Van Zandt, Ronnie's widow, to make statements about the plane, number one, she wasn't there. And for her to say that, you know, to say that I was playing a video game, all she's trying to do is diminish my role in the band. But the fact is that I'm in the freaking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's right. Yeah. You're one of the greatest Southern rock drummers / rock drummers ever.
Full time.
That live album, your drumming on that live album made me want to drum.
Well, thank you, man. I get that from a lot of drummers that tell me that I influenced them. But, you know, I stole all my licks from other drummers. I was influenced by everybody from all genres of music. And
well, let me ask
the reason
you.
I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because of Ronnie Van Zandt. I know 1,000 drummers that are better than I am, that you'll never know. But because I was in that band and everything with that music that I still play every day, I love it. I mean, you know, it brings back good memories. Of course, the plane crash is a bad memory, but it's something that happened. And the reason that I worked on that movie is I think there's millions of fans that would appreciate seeing a visual movie of what happened, you know, tastefully done on that fateful day, October 20th, 1977.
I agree with you.
Yep.
Everybody would want to see that movie. Thank you, Artemis Pyle, former drummer, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.